This is great news, not just for the freight industry, but actually for the people and businesses of Kent. It costs about £750,000 a day for the UK freight industry for the vehicles stuck in the queue. And actually, that's probably a drop in the ocean in terms of the wider economic impact and the impact it has on Kent. Last year, we saw the M20 closed for 32 days. It was an unprecedented year, but Operation Stack has been a feature on Kent's roads for over 20 years. So it's great that we can finally see a solution for the 21st century, which means that we will not be closing a major part of our strategic road network when we see cross-channel disruption.
I guess lorry drivers will be pleased by this as well, won't they?
Well, the Operation Stack causes havoc with drivers' hours rules. Drivers have to take rest breaks by law, and it's not particularly easy to do when you're in a constantly moving queue. So what we hope is that this site can be designed in such a way that drivers can take their statutory breaks. But what is going to be really crucial is the design and layout of the site and whoever eventually goes on to run it, to make sure that whilst we do queue vehicles up, that as soon as there is capacity available, either at Eurotunnel or at the Port of Dover, that vehicles are released. We need to make sure that there's no bottleneck held within the site. So the smooth running of the site is going to be crucial to its success.